الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فجئنا بصوم نجي الله سبحانه وتعالى من بلادنا في دين كل نور محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم and also accompanying us all together. Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the discussion on Al-Bid'ah, that is, innovation and the religion. We get the definition of Al-Bid'ah as kullu ibadatin لم يشرع الله سبحانه وتعالى any ibadah that is an act of worship that was not made and approved by Allah سبحانه وتعالى من قول أو شغل أو عقيدة this is the statement or an action, or a belief. That is anything that somebody decides to worship Allah with. And that thing is not approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the Quran, nor in the Sunnah. What is not approved by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sunnah. For somebody to decide to worship Allah with such a thing, be it a statement or an action or a belief, this is called bid'ah. And that is why as Muslims we should endeavor to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with only what He has approved in the Quran and what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us. This will take us to a hadith and muwatta of Al-Imam Malik. This hadith is often Sahih Muslim. Likewise, as Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala recorded it in Al-Umm. Likewise, Al-Imam Ahmad recorded in his book Al-Musnad. Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala recorded it in Juz' al-Qira'ah khalf al-Imam. And some other reporters of the hadith, Abu Dawud, and some others, they recorded the hadith that we are going to read, inshallah. However, we are going to take that of Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book, Al-Muwatta, because it is an abridged version of it. It goes straight to the area that we want to talk about. There was a companion called Muawiyah bin Hakam al-Sulami radiallahu anhu. He said, أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت يا رسول الله. I said, O Messenger of Allah, إن جارية لي كانت ترعى غنما لي فجئتها وقد فقدت شاة من الغنم. He said, O Messenger of Allah, a slave girl of mine was rearing some sheep and goats on my behalf. He said, when I came to her, وَقَدْ فُقِدَ الشَّاةُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ, one of the sheep was missing. فَسْحَلْتُ عَنْهَا, so I asked her concerning the missing sheep. فَقَالَتْ, and she said to me, أَكَلَ أَذْرِمْ, it has been devoured by the wolf. فَأَسِبْتُ عَلَيْهَا, I was angry with her, I was not happy with her. وَقُلْتُ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ, and I am one of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. The master said he was angry with the slave girl who had allowed one of the sheep to go missing, who had allowed one of the sheep to be divorced by a wolf. So the master said, I wasn't happy with her. I was aggrieved. So he said, I'm one of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَطَمْتُ وَجْهَهَا, so I slapped her. I slapped her for her to have allowed a wolf to devour one of the sheep. فضربت وجهها وعلي رقبتي أفعوتكها. The man said, and I have a رقبة, that is a slave to be freed. Can I free her? فقال لها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked the man to bring the slave, to bring the slave girl. When the man brought the slave girl to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah said to the girl, أين الله, where is Allah? فقالت to the man, the girl responded, Allah is on. فقال من أنا, the Messenger of Allah followed another question, من أنا, who am I? فقالت أنت رسول الله, the lady or the girl said, you are the Messenger of Allah. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أعطيك آه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, release her, set her free. In some of the reports, said, أَعْتِقَهَا فَإِنَّهَا مُؤْمِنَةٌ, set her free, she is a believer. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to know whether the lady is a believer or not. So he asked the master to bring her. And when the master brought the lady, look at the questions. The Messenger of Allah put to her, أين الله, where is Allah? And our response was that she is a man, Allah is up. Man and who am I? The lady said, well, Rasulullah, you are Messenger of Allah. عن مسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرجل الآخر إنها مؤمنة. That happened. She is a believer. If you go back to Sahih Muslim or Muslims of Al-Imam Ahmad, the hadith is very lengthy. It is this Muawiyah bin Hakam al-Sulami رضي الله عنه that was praying together with the other companions behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and somebody sneezed, and the Prophet said Alhamdulillah, and Muawiyah bin Hakam said يرحمك الله. So somebody who sneezes, why he is in prayer? There is nothing wrong in eating, saying Alhamdulillah. You can say Alhamdulillah. And if somebody sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, the teaching of Islam is that you that hear what you are saying, that is, you that hear him say Alhamdulillah, you are also expected to say يرحمك الله, meaning may Allah have mercy on you. So that is the general issue. But it is not applicable while you are in Salah. What is only applicable is that when you are in Salah and you sneeze, you are expected to say Alhamdulillah. But the one who hears you should not say Yarhamukallah. Because when you say Alhamdulillah, you are glorifying Allah. This is zikr. You are remembering Allah. But when the other person says Yarhamukallah, he is addressing you. May Allah have mercy on you. It's like he's talking to you. Why do I always say Alhamdulillah? It's like what? It's addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not okay for one to say Alhamdulillah for the one who sneezes and says Alhamdulillah salam. So the one who sneezes says Alhamdulillah. The other companions have understood the message. But this man, Muawiyah bin Hakam, did not understand the message. So what did he say? He said, Yarhamukallah. So the people were not comfortable with what he had said. The people were not comfortable with what he had said. So it's like they were looking towards him or beating their knives, trying to silence him. So the man was not comfortable with the gaze of the people who are looking towards him. And he said, why are you people looking at me? He talked again. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected the man after this, that inna hadhihi salah, this prayer, this salah, la yasmu fiha shay' min kalam an-nas. Anything that has to do with you addressing another person in Salah is not permissible. إِنَّمَا هِيَ التَّصْبِيرُ. You do سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. You praise Allah وَقِرَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ. And you recite the Qur'an while in Salah. So this companion said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has not seen a teacher better than him. He said, it is not shout at him, nor did he rebuke him. He only told him this, explained to him this. What I'm trying to say here is that it was this same companion that also had this experience of slapping a slave girl, because the slave girl allowed a wolf to go away with one of the sheep or with one of the goats. So he was not comfortable with what he did. He felt bad. So he wanted to set free a slave. So he had to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about that. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go and bring the slave girl. And when the slave girl was brought, The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her this question, Ayn Allah, where is Allah? She said, is Sama, Allah is God. Man ana, who am I? She said, Rasulullah, you are Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Afika, let her say, Fa inna ahad mina, she is the believer. A lot of people today, if they were to be asked, Ayn Allah, where is Allah? Some will tell you that Allah is everywhere in His essence. Allah is everywhere in His essence. This answer is what? Is wrong. In fact, some people will tell you, not that Allah is everywhere in His essence, they will tell you that they are Allah, and Allah is they. And one of them said that Ana man ahwa wa man ahwa ana. I'm the one that I love, and the one that I love is me. Namu ruhani, we are two souls, halanya badaran, that are falling into a single body. We are two souls that are falling into a single body. What is the absurdity? When you see me, or you look at me, absurdity, you are seeing. What is the absurdity? If you see him, absurdity, you have seen us. These some of those who have gone overboard among the Sufi people, you see them saying this, Ana man ahwa wa man ahwa ana. نَانُ رُوحَانِ حَلَدْنَا بَدَنَا. Then, after some line, he said, فَإِذَا أَبْصَرْتَنِي أَبْصَرْتَهُ وَإِذَا أَبْصَرْتَنِي وَإِذَا أَبْصَرْتَهُ أَبْصَرْتَنَا. So some people, they tell you everything is Allah, they are Allah. And that's why some of them, they tell you they are doing tarbiyah. When you try some of the Sufi sects, they tell you what it is. If you say what it is, the answer is, they tell you to continue with what you are reading. They give you special things to be reading. Huh? So they tell you, go and read this. And after a while, come to us. So after a while, if you come back to them, they ask you, what is this? And you say, this is the answer. They say, continue. Continue to read what you are given to you. Until you can say this is God, this is Allah. Then when you say this is Allah, then they believe that what? You have arrived. You have arrived. So you continue to chant that dhikr that you are doing until you are able to see everything as Allah, and Allah is everything. So that's why that man was able to say, أنا من أهوى ومن أهوى أنا نام روحاني حلت بدنا فإذا أبصرته أبصرتني فإذا أبصرته فإذا أبصرتني أبصرته فإذا أبصرتني أبصرته أبصرتنا. So he was able to say that. Wanting you to see everything as Allah. When you see me, you see him. When you see him, you see us. We are all the same. So don't be surprised when you see somebody saying, I am Allah. I am Allah. And some people have claimed. So this is where it's coming from. This is the statement of Al-Hallaj. Another one also said, that is Ibn Arabi. He also said something that is worse than this. He said, وَمَا الْكَلْبُ وَالْخِنْزِيرُ إِلَّا إِلَى هُنَا وَمَا اللَّهُ إِلَّا رَيْبٌ فِي كَنِيسَةٍ. He saw a dead pig. Later he saw a dead dog. He was not telling his followers, وَمَا الْكَلْبُ وَالْخِنْزِيرُ. This dead pig And these dead dogs, they are our gods. وما الكلب والخنزير إلا إلهنا وما الله إلا غريب في كنيسته. And Allah is nothing other than the one who is what? Who is in the church. That is that pastor, so to say, in the church is Allah, and Allah is that pastor. So everything to them is Allah, and Allah is everything. They believe Allah as descended in everything. And this is what they call them Al-Uluhiyya. The people who believe Allah as descended in everything. Now, when you compare what people are saying with what the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask this little girl, Ayn Allah, where is Allah? The little girl said what? She's Sama, Allah is of. Man Ana, who am I? The little girl said what? Rasulullah, you are messenger of Allah. Meaning, there is difference between Allah and his messenger. And there is difference between Allah and his creatures. Contrary to those who believe they are worshipping Allah by seeing everything as Allah. They are worshipping Allah by calling themselves Allah. So when you see people displaying things like this, don't be disturbed. This is where they are coming from. They have borrowed the Aqidah of Ibn Arabi, the belief of Ibn Arabi. The Aqidah of Al-Hallaj, who believes everything is Allah, and Allah is everything. Some of them, they went to the extent that they say, all the women are halal. There is no difference between your mother and your daughter, or your wife. They are all women. So we are all everything, we are all the same. So somebody can sleep with his mother, can sleep with his daughter, can sleep, which is just the way he can sleep with his wife. They are all the same thing. So you see some people displaying this. Why some people on the other hand, they say Allah is not up, and Allah is not down. Allah is not in front, it's not at the back, it's not at the right, nor is it, nor is he and the left. Where is Allah? They say Allah is nowhere. Allah is nowhere. So some people, they went overboard by saying what? Allah is everywhere in his essence. And some people also what? Counter them by saying Allah is nowhere. But you go back to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. Glorify your Lord. Al-a'la, the ayat. While you are in sujood, you say what? Subhana rabbi al-a'la. Glory be to my Lord, the ayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us know that he is all among the throne. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi tawa. Allah is up above the throne. Wasi'a kursiyuhu samawati wal-arj. The kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses the heavens and the earth. A'amintum man fi samaa an yakhsifa bikum al-arj. Do you feel safe from the one that is up, that it causes the edge to tremble, so that you people will be swallowed by the edge? So Allah said, it's the man, the one that is up. And that was why the Messenger of Allah wanted to test a slave girl, whether she is a believer or not. He asked her this question, Ayn Allah, where is Allah? And she responded, Is Allah is up. So when we ask where is Allah, we say what? It's Sama. Don't ever say Allah is everywhere in his essence. Allah is everywhere in his knowledge. That is his knowledge that encompasses everything. But the essence of Allah is what? All about the truth. For you to say Allah is everywhere in his essence, that Aqidah is kufu. That statement is kufu. The one who utters such a statement is not a Muslim. For you to say Allah is everywhere in his essence. And for one to say Allah is nowhere, that one is even worse. And that's why some people, they say there is no Allah, there is no God. There is no God. So those who say that Allah is nowhere, their statement is like the statement of those who do not believe in the existence of God. You know, there are some people today who acknowledge the atheist. The atheist will tell you there is no God. And they will tell you religion is opium of the people. You are just making yourself to go through suffering. But it's nothing like what? Religion, your salah, not all these things. What should you do? You should be following your desire. Whatever your soul dictates to you is what you do. And that's why some of them will come out to tell you I'm a free thinker. I'm a free thinker. Meaning I do not believe in the existence of God. I don't worship anything. But the blood truth is that they worship a desire. There is nobody as a saint except that he worships one thing or the other. It's like he's worshiping his desire or he's worshiping one thing or the other. So these people, they call themselves Muslims. And when you ask them, they say, what? Allah is not up, it's not down, it's not in front, it's not at the back. It's not at the right side, nor the left side. Why is Allah? Is Allah is nowhere. Allah is nowhere. And now why one of them was invited to a debate before one of the rulers, a person of Mahmud Subuki King. This ruler was listening to his debate with the debate of the other person who was tackling him. And the ruler said, if you say Allah is not up, it's not down, it's not in front, not at the back, not at the side. If somebody is asked to describe what does not exist, it cannot describe it better than this. Describe what does not exist. You say Allah is not up, it's not down, it's not in front, it's not at the back, not at the side. Where is Allah? What you are saying directly is that Allah does not exist. What has driven these people to say this statement is that they believe that if you say Allah is existing, or Allah is somewhere, if you say Allah is somewhere, maybe not, it means the creation of Allah is accommodating Allah. And a creation of Allah must not accommodate Allah. And you have to say Allah is nowhere. It's nowhere. And this is against the verses of the Quran that you have quoted. It is against what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that Gabriel. I know Allah. She said the Sama. So these people, they are worse off. Likewise, those who believe Allah is everywhere in his essence. Allah is in the toilet. Allah is everywhere in his essence. That is the essence of Allah is everywhere. This Aqidah itself is also what? It's kufu. So some of us, we may fall victims of these people, either this group or this group. But the correct Aqidah is when you are asked, where is Allah? Allah is up. That is the Aqidah, the belief that the fitrah, the human nature, establishes. You look up. Huh? Allah is up. In its essence. But the knowledge of Allah is everywhere. It encompasses everything. People who say Allah is everywhere in its essence, if you ask them, they say this is the right belief. You are not a Muslim if you don't have this belief. Those who believe Allah is nowhere, they say this is the right behavior. If you believe Allah is somewhere, they believe you are not a Muslim. But now we know which one is what is the right belief. That you worship Allah with, you go back to the Quran, you go back to the Sunnah. So what you have in the Quran is Allah is all. What you have in the Sunnah is that Allah is all. Not Allah is everywhere in this essence. Yes, the knowledge of Allah is everywhere. There is nothing that is hidden from Allah. But the essence of Allah is all. So that's why you look at the pious leaders of Jesus. This is the matter of Imam Malik that you have read. Al-Umm of Ash-Shafi'i. Likewise, Al-Qira'a, Khalfa Imam of Al-Bukhari. Likewise, the Sunan of Abu Dawud, Sahih Muslim. This is the Aqidah, the belief that the Prophet of Allah and his companions were upon, and the belief that the companions died upon. So don't ever say Allah is everywhere in his essence. Don't say that. Allah is up and his knowledge is everywhere. This is what you worship Allah with, the way the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked again. There is Allah, as you said, what Allah is of. Some of these people wanted to comment on this hadith. They said, the question that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked the lady, the answer given by the lady is not the correct answer. Only that the Messenger of Allah tolerated her because she was a lay person, a different person. So what is the correct answer? They said the correct answer is for you to say Allah is no good. How could the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam test somebody with what is not correct? And the person will provide the wrong answer and you welcome that. So this is indirectly attacking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself because of the evil belief that some people have that they do not want to live and they don't mind indirectly abusing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to support their weak belief or their faulty belief. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'di. Eji abana wa samiha fakini khutba wa kuna nipa ibi awa adadale ibi jisile. Ani tante ki adadale ona ni te akaba ti gele to ve ti sinom juman ka ni bata wo no alquran abi sunna nabu muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ari wi pe olongo bu ba wo le olongo bu akun fure en to ba de sinom ko nunca ti olongo bu ba wo le elun ti nabu muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi ti shefu wa ẹni yẹn ṣòfò àsìkò rẹ̀ ni bákan náà ẹni ìjẹ tán bá pàkíyèsí ẹ̀ tó ṣorí kúkún ìjẹ ní àjò ó wá dìpẹ́ǹ lórí kí ti ẹni nǹkan yẹn ìgbà ní nǹkan yẹn lè jẹ́ nǹkan tí ó gbéyàn kúrò muslim òun láti fún wa ní àpèjúwe ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tó ṣẹlẹ̀ lásìkò ànábọ̀ muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam arákùnrin kan bẹ nínú àwọn sàádé tán pè ní muawiya ọmọ alhaka asúlàmì ẹni yìí kò pẹ́ púpọ̀ tó gba islam ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kan wá ṣẹlẹ̀ ò ní pé ẹrúbìnrin rẹ̀ tó ń bá dára jẹ ìkòkò gbé kan mú àwọn ẹran yẹn sá lọ tó lọ jẹ ìgbà tí muawiya ọmọ haka tó wá rí nǹkan tó ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbàtí ẹrúbìnrin yìí sọ fún pé ìkòkò mọ̀ gbé kan náà rẹ̀ lọ ìjọba ènìyàn ṣe muawiya ọmọ haka ó gbọ́ ọmọ obìnrin yẹn létí ìgbà tó gba létí àánú rẹ̀ tún wá ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó ní kankan tí ó yẹ kó ṣe tí ó yẹ kó tí ó kù lórí ẹrú tẹ́lẹ̀ kó alọ́bánàdúrà muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam pé ẹrú yìí ṣé mo lè tí ó kù lọ́rùn rẹ̀ ni. Nǹkan báyìí ló ṣẹlẹ̀. ọlọ́pọ̀ bá kó sí ara àwọn kó sára àwọn pé àwọn náà lọ́lọ́lọ́lọ́ làwọn náà ẹ̀lẹ́ lọ́pọ̀ tó pẹ́kẹ́ nu wọn nígbà tó ń sọ̀rọ̀ ó ní èmi lẹni tí mo nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí ẹni tó ní tí mo nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí náà lèmi náà àwọn méjèèjì ẹ̀mí mẹ́rin tó kó sínú ara ẹni wá so nìkan ni wọ́n fi sọ pé ó ní àlàáfù abudu wọ́n làáfù abudu àbí àlàáfù rọ́pù wọ́n rọ́pù abudu járe tẹ̀sí rẹ̀ mẹ́rin nìkan lọ ó ní ọlọ́run náà lẹ́rú ẹ̀rú náà lọ́nà táwọn lè ní báàlẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n lọ́nà tábí ẹ̀kọ́ ṣe tó ti fura wọn láti ẹ̀kọ́ sí ní akó tó ra wọn yẹ̀lọ́ bí nu wọn lọ́wọ́ ṣe tó fi ẹ máa kí wọn á lè rẹ̀ fún ilé tuntun yìí lè máa ń bá ọ̀rẹ́ wọn yàn án láti dùn yẹn lọ tó fẹ́ pàkó náà lọ lọ́wọ́ náà lòun ni tó ń bá ń ṣe tẹ́yìn ṣe ìyẹ̀ta ló ń sara wọn náà léyèsí ẹni kò ń sùn náà ṣùgbọ́n náà lọ nígbà tí mo ń ṣe rà ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣèkán wọ́n tún wọ́n tuntun ní ó ní ajá tó kú yìí ó sọ fún òyìnbí rẹ̀ ṣọ́rọ́ ajá tó kú tó ń lẹ́lẹ̀ ọlọ́run wà náà nìyí ẹlẹ́dẹ̀ tó wú òyìn ọlọ́run wà náà nìyí ẹlẹ́dẹ̀ tó kú yìí àbá tó ń bẹ ní ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì ní ọlọ́run wà náà torí pé gbogbo wa náà lọ́lọ́run náà ní gbogbo wa ṣùgbọ́n kárà Allah nílé báyà àti ìsànàbí ìlú sá lọ́pẹ̀ lọ́nà ọlọ́run kẹfẹ̀rí ni wọ́n nígbà tí kan ní wọ́n sọ̀rọ̀ lórí eléyìí ó ṣe kẹfẹ̀rí lé tó bá pé ọlọ́run nílé báyà tó bá náà bí sá lọ́pẹ̀ kẹfẹ̀rí lówó ó ní torí pé kò gẹ́ẹ̀sì ẹ̀ dáadáa ọlọ́run bá ju pé káṣọ pé lè báyà nìkan lọ́lọ́run gbogbo nǹkan lọ́lọ́run ọlọ́run náà gbogbo nǹkan ẹ̀tù omi tó fi lọ sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ làwọn nǹkan wọn kákan ilé wọn ni kò sí ọlọ́run ò sí bí kankan kò sí lọ́kẹ̀ kò sí sálẹ̀ kò sí wájú kò sí lẹ́yìn wọ́n ọlọ́run bá wà kò sí bí kankan olùkọ́nú àwọn lọ́balọ́ba ìgbà tó ń gbọ́ ìbéèdì àbáwọ́ yìí sábà ní kò rọ̀ yìí tí ò sí kó tí mo ṣe lè sọ́ọ́ ìgbà yìí lọ ìjọ ń sọ ìgbà yẹn tó kò sọ lọ́wọ́ òun wọ́n ní kò sọ́lọ́ sọ àwọn tí wọ́n ní kò sí pé ọlọ́run ò sí ti kankan làwọn sọ ó lé wọ́n pàpẹ táwọn fi ń sin lọ nìyẹn wọ́n tó wá láti àjọkẹ́ bíbí àbò sí ìhàn pàpẹ kẹfẹ nìyẹn bẹ́ẹ̀ làwọn bá gbà pé ọlọ́run bá ń bẹ gbogbo kíbi gbogbo mi kíbi yìí pẹ̀lú ẹgbẹ́ǹsì ẹ̀ àwọn náà gbà pé àjọkẹ́ tó dáa nìyẹn wọ́n tó bá ní kò rí bẹ́ẹ̀ kẹfẹ nìyẹn ṣùgbọ́n tá a bá padà sí ẹ̀kọ́ án tá a padà sí súnmọ́ òde ni lọ́wọ́n bá o àti kó o gbà pé olùkọ́jú kó o gbà pé ọlọ́run bá ń bẹ lókè ní ti pàápàá ìmọ̀ ìrẹ́lẹ̀ ẹ̀ka gbogbo ìgbà eléyìí kò tó pàtàkì ní ká má fi àdá dálẹ̀ níbi àdì ọkàn ká má fi sùn lọ́wọ́ bá a ṣe gbọ́dọ̀ fi àdá dálẹ̀ níbi ọ̀rọ̀ ẹnu àti iṣẹ́ oríṣiríṣi ìgbà ara sí lọ́wọ́ ربنا سبحانه وتعالى في أشهر نواكو في أسر القرآن السيد الجمال سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفر الله وأتوب إليك